Tri-City Tipsnet. Calling Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in Eastern Point Beach in the city of Groton and I'm mobile. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. Oh, heavens. What's going on here? Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'm located at Eastern Point Beach in the city of Groton, and I'm mobile. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the good use or the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. Tipsnet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the Tipsnet. First, the open net with rounds of questions, comments, and answers. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, just like I did, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, like mine, Kilo Charlie 1. Tango Whiskey Romeo, along with your name and location, Tim, City of Groton, and if you have a comment or question. Let me reset the repeater again. So this is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November Bob in Montville. No questions. Here is Kilo 0 Juliet Echo Bravo Josh in Groton. With the question.
Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango. Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
Here is. November, Kilo 1 Victor, Steve, Coventry, no questions.
Charlie 1, Kilo Lima Zulu, John and East Lyme, no questions. And if I disappear, it's only because company's coming over. Here is Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck Ingraton, no questions.
Bob, K1RMN, Josh, K0JEV, Dave, K1DCT, Steve, MK1V, John, KC1KLZ, and Chuck, W1FJW. Of that, I have Josh, K0JEV, having a question, and John, KC1KLZ, might disappear because of relatives. I'm not sure if anybody's hiding from them or if they go to the door and greet them, but anyhow. Anyone else they would like to check in, please call now. Okay, very good. Let's start off with Josh with your question, please. Okay, so JEB, this is...
Good evening, Tim. It's K0JAB here. I was going to say this is kind of like a two-part question, but the question I have, you're either going to have info on it or you're not. So the question I have for this evening for the group is if anyone has experience with receiving ATV signals, amateur TV broadcasts, and if so, if there has been any luck in being able to receive it on a newer style flat screen TV with the upcoming weather balloon that the NFA is going to be launching with their doing their ATV transmission. I'm curious if I get an adapter and hook up a Yagi to the TV in the living room, if I'd be able to get it on the channel 60 cable. My TV blanks out when it doesn't have a signal on there, so I'm not sure if I'd be successful. And if anybody has success with that kind of thing, I'd like to hear about it. KC1TWR, it's K0JB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. That's a very interesting question. Just to provide a little background for those who may or may not have seen the emails that have been floating around, NFA up in Norwich on the 31st at 4:30 p.m. is going to release an HAV high altitude balloon, and on it they're going to have a PRS tracking and I believe some kind of a transmitting device that will actually transmit a video signal that they will then rebroadcast from the school on an ATV channel. I've forgotten the various details, and I don't have it in front of me to give the website, but I believe, I would assume that if you go to the NFA webpage, you may be able to find out something about it, or just ask around. I'm sure somebody will be able to forward you the email. So that's a very good question. Let me reset for a moment. See if we can get an answer for Josh, and then after the first round of comments, I'll do a call out for check-ins, and we'll also give some statistics, seeing as this is the first annual, or the one-year anniversary, rather, of TIPSNET. TIPSNET was originally held, the first one, on May 23rd, 2018. So we're 364 days later, and hey, we made it. What can I say? So let's start at the top of the list with Bob, K1RNN. Any thoughts on the ATV or any comments about the convention you went to this past weekend? This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. No comments on hooking up the TV to see that broadcast, but certainly worth some research into that. As far as Hamvention went, it was a lot of fun. Bought a few things, got a nice CN801 large needle SWR power meter, so now I can see what's going on. Really like that. And a nice Amtron power supply, so I've got a 35-watt power supply for the shack now, and very happy with that. A lot of walking around, got to meet a lot of different people, the folks at Heil and DX Engineering, and just about everybody that you buy something from had representation there, so it was a lot of fun. With that, let me send it back to Net Control so I can go let the dog in.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Glad you had a good time. Glad you got found some things you needed. We shall see. Okay, Josh, I'm going to jump over you because we put you out of order first this round. You know, we'll put you in the right place when we go around again. And we'll go on to Dave, K1DCT, and see if he has any thoughts on ATV or anything else for that matter. This is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Oh, good evening, Jim, and all those on the net this evening. This is K1 at DCT. Unfortunately, I have, I'll call it less than zero experience on amateur television. It's just something that never piqued my interest. And, used to be an old saying kicking around that ham should be heard, not seen. So that's where that goes. So that, I don't have really very much. So back to that, K1DCT.
Very good, Dave. And you and I are probably at the back of the class here when it comes to knowledge about ATV. All I think when I think of ATV is an all-terrain vehicle, but apparently it's amateur TV as well. So let me reset real quick. Sorry about that. I had to go for a moment. I didn't want to subject everybody to that. Okay, let's move on to Steve. Maybe he's heard or had an experience with it. And Josh, just to forewarn you when we come around to you again, I'll ask if you have the email up in front of you, or the website rather, where it explains the channel, because it was an interesting wording. It sounded like it was a cable TV channel, 60 or 59 or something, but the way they phrased it, I wasn't sure if it was actually broadcasting over amateur radio TV, or if that was the name of the channel on the local cable network up there. So we shall see. So on to Steve in K1B, any thoughts about the last invention, about ATV, or anything else that might be on your mind? This is Net Control, KC1TWR.
NK1V. Geez, Josh, you usually got all kinds of stuff going on. I have a very big interest in that, although time has been an issue. I'm going to plead a little bit of ignorance because I did see that email going around, and I'm not 100% sure what ATV is. You know, I understand it's some type of amateur television, but I did recently, last month or 2 weeks ago, the space station was transmitting some pictures and stuff, and I made a couple attempts at that, and I got partial one. I wasn't able to complete it, but I learned a lot during that, and I don't have my laptop here. It's in the truck, but I did just download some software for that believe it was, yeah, it was a little application, like, and I was able to, you know, hooking in through the sound card, I was able to pull in the part of the image and stuff, you know, just to decode it. So I don't know if it's a similar setup like that, and you don't actually need a television, or whether it is actually a channel. So I'm actually very interested to see if someone knows more than me, because I know very little about it, obviously. But I'm interested in stuff like that. I didn't think I would be when I first started this topic, but actually quite intriguing. Back to that, and K1B.
Well, thank you, Steve. And I guess we have a week and a day to try and get this figured out or to learn more about it before the actual event. If you do go to the, if you do get that email and go to their website, it's kind of nice. They also have a link to the webcam that's on top of the school building that they keep an eye on their antennas, amateur radio and so forth, antennas that are up there. So I thought that was fairly well done. Okay, we'll see if John's company has arrived or if he's going to be able to keep us company and get his thoughts on all of this. KC1KLZ, this is TIPSnet Control, KC1TWR.
This is KC1KLZ. Yeah, they're just pulling in the yard, so I gotta go. Anyway, Knopp, can't help you out on the ATV bit there. I do own a John Deere, but that ain't gonna help you out either. Thank you, and you all have a good night. KC1KLZ over and out, and that's about it. Back to you, Ned.
Thank you, John, and enjoy your time with the relatives, and we'll catch you another night. Thank you for checking in for the little bit you did. That was great. Okay, we'll move on to Chuck, W1FJW. See what, if he knows anything about ATV or has any thoughts about the invention. Or anything else that might be coming to his mind. Chuck, W1FJW, this is TIPSnet Control, KC1TWR.
Well, I haven't visited their website yet, so I don't have too much information. I haven't received any ATV signals. I understand most of them are around the cable channels 57 through 61, which would be the UHF band, but I'd have to check, and I'd go, if you're looking for a TV set to try it on, go for the older ones. They had more sensitivity than the new ones. The new ones, they go for image rejection and good selectivity. The old ones had better sensitivity. So I'd say go for an old one. Back to Net, W1FJW.
Thank you for that information, Chuck. That's helpful. At least to me, it's helpful. And I think about all the old cathode ray tube type TVs with the old rotary dials that I've tossed out over the years. Who would have thought that one of those might be better than some of these new plasma LED, LCD, ELD, ELOD, etc. TVs they have now. It's the difference, I think, between analog and digital, sort of, in my mind. Okay, we reached the bottom of the list, so I'm going to do a quick call out, and I'll talk briefly about the history of the TIPSnet. So at this point, my name is Tim. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Looking for any further check-ins, please call now. On amateur radio, and started to talk about maybe putting something like that together, and thought I would call it the TIPSnet because of getting tips on how to use amateur radio. Little did I realize that there was a previous TIPSnet, and that in my mind caused a little bit of confusion a little bit, but anyhow, here we are now a full year into the current version of the TIPSnet, was first transmitted, had the first tips net May 23rd, 2018. And since then, we've had 48 different nets. We've lost a few here and there, mainly due to Halloween and holidays and so forth. And we do have 42 of the recordings up on the am1700.org/tipsnet website for those that would like to go back and see what we were talking about all this time. Although we did miss some recordings, we do have recordings ever since September 19th of last year, all the way through until last week. Prior to that, we missed about half the recordings, unfortunately. Let me reset. Over the past year, the TipsNet has talked about such things as traffic nets, Ham Radio Deluxe, Field Day, VHF reflectors, listening connectors, third-party agreements, upcoming events, screwdriver antennas, remote control radios, batteries, logging, dipoles, recording aircraft frequencies, FT8, SDRs, Paradise, California, DMR radios, 2-meter band, shortwave and antennas and coax, the Raycon repeater, slot tube antenna, 2-meter indoor antennas, antenna TV, Anderson power poles, CW King, phonetics interference, interesting prizes, tree antennas, acronyms, Part 15 broadcasting, magnetic loop antennas, antenna tuners, display gear license, HF Fox hunting, grounding one wires, picking an HF frequency, programming radio channels, logging and QSLing, erecting wire antennas, Aries training, microphones, antenna dreams, balance, testing coax, G5 Murphy configurations, hurricanes, YLs, CTBIL HB5459, J-poles, antenna parties, ISS transmissions, fictitious hands, coax lights, grounding, scanners, CMEs, a few things. Let me reset. Part of that list I got from the list of recordings. Kevin did a great job of putting a couple of words with each recording so we know what the recordings primarily had. Secondly, I wanted to thank the net control operators that have helped out in the past year. Bill, K1EV, Kevin, KA6BDG, Dave, K1DCT, and Josh, K0JEV. They've helped to make this a successful net, and we're still going strong. So I thank you gentlemen very much. Anybody else that would like to help out, just please let me know. Okay, so before I go any further, any questions about anything that I've, any statistics or any comments, not comments, but any questions about what I've said so far before I do another call out and then go down the list, please call now. Start at the top of the list, a quick call out, any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll start at the top of the list again. Bob, and I have a question for you as far as the ham mention that you went to. With all the walking around and everything, was getting food as difficult as I've been reading about? And secondly, did you end up coming home with anything you didn't really need, but you looked at and said, by golly, I've got to have that? K1RMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. No, food was not a problem. They had several vendors outside in the open courtyard. Hamvention is at a fairgrounds. There's a big horse racing track, and in the center of that, several of the vendors, well, actually the flea market folks set up out there, and then around the outside of the fence. And then the vendors are in a series of four or five buildings along with some classrooms. But outside in the courtyard that joins everything together, where there were, I would say, at least 10, if not more, vendors with all kinds of food. You could get just about anything you wanted. Standard, you know, expensive, $2 for a bottle of water, that kind of thing. But no, there was a good amount of choices for food. A bit of walking if you had to park far away, but they had buses to shuttle people in there. So it was pretty nice. You got around warm. Started out in the 70s the first day. Saturday got up to 85, so it was pretty warm the second day. But plenty of things to do, inside as well as outside. Yeah, no problems with the food. And got a chance, the Boy Scouts were there. They were laminating badges and doing their thing to help. And just about every vendor you could think of was there, either in a small booth or a large booth. And I don't think I bought anything I didn't need, and I'm going to stick to that story. Yeah, saw a few things I really wanted, they'll have to wait for another day. This is K1 Armin, back to net.
Stories. I've been watching a few YouTube videos of some of the invention there. Found it very interesting. Okay, we're going to move on to Josh and find out if all these comments, if anything has helped him at all, and see if, no, let's see, Josh, what you have to say. K0JED, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JB. I pretty much have a good grasp on the way the amateur TV stuff works. It's using a 6 megahertz wide signal with a subcarrier for audio. I was just wondering if anybody had tried doing it with a newer TV online. They do say that a older tube style TV would be the best way to go. The signals are on 57 through 60 cable analog. If anybody wants more information on it, I have a website for you to write down. That's www.hamtv.com. They got a lot of information. They even have links on different devices you can buy to help you do whatever it is you want to try and do. Got information on the FCC rule, part 15, and other application notes and stuff like that, recommendations for if a club wanted to do it and what the recommended stuff would be. But it is what it is. There's some niche groups in ham radio that don't seem to ever get popular, and you tend to get a few people here and there that are interested, and sometimes it's hard to find info, but I mainly wanted to start a discussion about it. So thanks for being here with me tonight. KC1TWR is K0JB.
Well, thank you for that, Josh. It is an interesting discussion, and I wish I had longer style TV to practice with it. Also thinking about contacting NFA to find out if they are broadcasting on the ATV any other times besides just for that event. Because if they are broadcasting at other times, it would give us a window at which we can do some testing and so forth, and see what we can do. Thinking about that, Kevin's not here, KSXBDG. He's in the perfect place to do testing, as he's so close to them that I'm not sure you would need an antenna being that close. But we shall see. Okay, having heard all this, we'll go on to Dave, K1DCT, and see if he's learned a little bit more from your description. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, well, Very good. I haven't learned much. But, you know, I do remember talking to a guy one time about amateur television, and a lot of it was done up in the 450 range. So, but that's really about it. I'm with you, Tim. ATV, I have one. I can tell you a lot about it. You know, tires, batteries, and, you know, I can get a little crazy in the woods, and how good the winch works on the front for pulling stuff when you need to. But as far as the amateur television, ATV, not so much. So with that, I won't tie up any more time. K1 DCT, back to net.
Well, thank you, Dave. And while I was listening to you, I was thinking you were talking about woods and so forth, and I was thinking of the ATV, both the vehicle as well as the amateur television. And it dawned on me that I know that for a while there are people using a mesh network, using the old Linksys routers or Ubiquiti routers, looking at web cameras in order to get video images from point A to point B. And it dawned on me, I wonder what would be involved in similar situations, just setting up a little ATV transmitter and being able to pump out the signal that way. And I'm wondering, now that Josh has my curiosity piqued, you know, what are the power limits on using ATV? And what kind of an antenna would be used? It's obviously wouldn't be a very large antenna. So, that should be interesting. Let's go on to Steve, MK1B, and find out what further thoughts he may have. This is Tips Net Control, KC1TWR.
I saw an email and I was like, yeah, maybe I'll get involved in it, maybe I won't. But now I'm reading their website, Nordtree Academy, and it looks pretty basic, actually, to me. It's just a couple channels on a analog television. And what's encouraging for me is, as you guys know, for some reason, being way up here in Coventry, I have like a duct to Norwich. So I don't know what's up with that, but I'm going to try to use that to my advantage. I think I might have... I could probably build a pretty basic antenna in that frequency range here on Ice Yagi and point it right at that area and see what I get. I do know I can get my hands on an older television. It's just one of those little, 12 or 13-inch ones there. I think I saw one kicking around at my mother's house in the back of a closet somewhere. So maybe I'll do her, both of us, a favor and dig that out. See if that thing or not, but it seems like that's all you would need. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about in a modern one, how they're not getting anything. They just kind of cut out if they're not receiving signal. But I would, if the signal's coming out, you know, if the signal's being broadcast, then you're able to receive it, that the TV would lock into it. And, seems like there's no real other activities you got to do other than have the TV for a receiver. If they're saying they're on certain channels, so there's no tuning or anything. So, anyways, let me take a step at that. Time to put something together to look it all up, because it seems pretty cool just because of you know, what the kids are doing and stuff like that. Stuff. Not that I have a major interest in that, just like checking out neat things. Back to that, NK1B.
Thank you, John. You'll have to tell us. Not next week, the week. Well, you can tell us next week how you're progressing with the antenna and getting things set up. And if I do find out anything about from NFA about their broadcasting, so you can test it prior to the 31st launch of the HAB, I will definitely let you know. Because if we have something to test by rather than waiting for just the event, that's always helpful. Okay, I think we're going to skip over John, KC1KLZ. Actually, I'll pause for just a second in case this company came and left or what have you. John, KC1KLZ, still there and want to comment? Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go on over to Chuck W1FJW and some further comments if we have on all these subjects. W1FJW, KC1TW.
I don't really have any further comments other than an incident. I have the Raysun UHF repeater from the linked repeaters site in Norwich here, and I think I'm ready to go back up. Seems to be working fine and doing what it's supposed to, so I don't know if this is going to solve the problem or not, but it'll be a step, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future I'll be able to get up there and try it out. Back to Net, W1FJW.
Installed before I get back from North Carolina. We're leaving tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock before the crack of dawn. Trying to hit New York City by 6 o'clock because that's traffic starts to get rough there about 6:15, 6:30. So we'll hopefully get through there. From there, it'll be, for the most part, it's a clear sailing, I think, all the way down through if I'm careful around Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. But, yeah, other than that, I'd enjoy going up with you. Maybe Josh might enjoy going up there with you and see the reinstallation and the testing of said unit. And that my brain just went blank. I had something else I was going to bring up, but that seems to have gone out, so I'll do a quick call out. This is KC1TWR, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Mountain Mel, with the tip, Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips that. Any further check-ins, please call now. Saying I'm not making the repeater back to net control came through perfectly, so give it one more try. K1. That time didn't come through at all again, and I suspect that in talking with Joe, K1IKE, he mentioned that it could be that if you don't have a strong enough signal, the repeater isn't either picking it up or retransmitting it appropriately. If you can boost your power just a little bit, I'd suggest you give that a try. So presuming that is something you're going to try now, I'll give you a second or two to do that while I'm talking, and then you can try calling in again. This is KC1TWR with Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, looking for further check-ins. Please call now. Repeater had a very large staticky tail on the transmissions, on the squelch tail, and that seems to be gone, or apparently it's an intermittent problem that is not occurring right now. But I noticed in 7:30 that there is a little bit of cutout every so often that happened to Steve NK1B and also to Chuck WNFJW. So it may be happening to me. So just FYI that if there is a little bit of staticky interference or cutting out, it's not your ring, it's probably the repeater. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list again and see if Bob has any further comments or thoughts to share with us. K1RNN, KC1TWR. Sometimes when if you don't have a strong signal coming to the repeater, it'll drop your the retransmit of your signal. So Bob, K1RN, have you been able to hear me now? This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. You were dropping out, but with your power increase, I can hear you now. But yeah, there is a lot of static every once in a while. But good communications now. And I'm sure, well, Josh is close to you, so he could hear you on the input. I could not, so, okay, I will send it back. No further comments this evening.
Okay, very good. This may end up being the last round, seeing as we seem to have exhausted the topic of the evening. Josh, back to you quickly to see if you have any further items to talk about. This is KC1TWR.
JB, I was just wondering. Showing what the end result was of the simplex test that we. Starting to freak.
Okay, I think we're going to close the net early this evening because, Joshua, you just had the same problem I was having. I could hear you on the input, but I couldn't hear you on the through the repeater. You dropped off pretty quickly. So I'll just open up for a quick everybody boost your power if you want to be heard, I think. And if you anybody that would like to make a last comment before we close the net due to sounds like repeater issues, please call now. Okay, I'm going to leave the net open just long enough for sections 2 and 3 real quickly. Anyone have any announcements or items of interest to either sell or you're looking for or comments, please call in. Very busy with activity, so I won't go into it. It's a shame that we're having repeater problems at this anniversary of the tips net. But then again, the second tips net we had, we also had to move to a different repeater. So we're not without our battles here. I'm going to make that the last call, and I've already called for the last check-ins. So we're going to close the net at this time. I'd like to thanks to all who participated in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net. I'd like to thank Bob, Josh, Dave, Steve, John, Chuck, and the other John for participating, and also to those who may have been listening while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, which means June 11th is the next one at the American Red Cross office on Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meetings start at 7:30 and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's TRICITYARC.com. We thank John W1AM for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I will now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo saying good evening and 73.